windows are just one of those things I can get on a soapbox about.
That's good information, though. It's hard to, there is so much competition out there, and a lot of people doing a lot of advertising, so it's nice to know what you're supposed to be looking for.
You got to look at the frame material. You got to look at the glass thickness. You got to look at the insulating space thickness. You got to look at the thermal breaks. You got to look at so many things. But even when you look at all of those things and spend the money you need to spend, they're still your weakest link. So buy the best window you can afford, and then you have to kind of help them along with some strategic shading. And once you take the direct sun off the glass, you're going to take 20 degrees off the temperature of the surface. And once you do that, when you reduce the aluminum frame from 115 degrees to 95 degrees, that's significant when you're trying to cool off the inside of that house. So, and if you're in a fiberglass frame, as the one I described, you're going to be a whole lot less than that. So anyway, okay, so that's my spiel on windows. We're talking about kitchen and bath. There was one thing at kitchen and bath, and you don't go with this expectation, but there was one thing I found that will change my life.
One thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to narrow it down, wasn't it? There was so much stuff.
There was, but there's only one that will change my life.
Okay. You haven't told me this.
I have.
I wasn't listening.
It's the furniture living on the ledge.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool.
It was. Because as far as I'm concerned, as soon as the last kid moved out, I got down on my knees and I begged Jennifer to fill in our swimming pool. Let's fill that thing. There's no reason for it. I never get in it. I'm not a swimming pool person. But living on the ledge furniture will change that. And I learned that what swimming pool designers call that space is a Baja bench. And it's a large area in your swimming pool that is only 8 to 14 inches deep, that you relocate your furniture into that area. So it's a large kiddie pool area that's very, very shallow, and you just set your furniture. And this furniture is made for sitting in there. They even have a ping pong table that you can play in the water. So it changed my life, because now I guess I will have a swimming pool for the rest of my life.
Well, you just have to remodel the swimming pool.
We're going to rip. We're not going to fill it in. I guess we're just going to rip it out and put in another one.
And this is molded furniture out of polyethylene, so there's nothing to rust or wear out.
There's lounge chairs. There's couches. There's the ping pong tables. I mean, it's really, really cool.
And as we talk through this, you can go to our blog, rosieonthehouse.com, and look under blogs. And I have posted some pictures of the different products we liked, as well as the links, so you can follow along.
I mean, I can see, I can envision 4th of July at our house. The swimming pool will be a volleyball court pool, but it'll be lined all on one side with this Baja bench that'll have inserts for umbrellas. So you can have a whole viewing audience of the participating water volleyball game in these chairs with your favorite Arizona Sun Tea glasses on the end tables in between each of the lounge chairs.
And this is furniture that's in the pool with water in the pool. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. This is really neat.
Makes your house kind of look resorty. It's very inviting. Get out there, just hang out and barbecue and get wet.
Now that's one of the things. So that's going to change my life. And we will not fill in the swimming pool. We're just going to rip it out and change it all.
And the heat of the summer, shade on that is going to be very critical, because that shallowness is going to heat up a lot. It can get to the point where it's uncomfortable on some days.
Stir it up, baby. Throw in a block of ice if you need to. But something that we have seen in the past that has changed our life, it's changed our life since we've gone from a real wood fireplace to gas logs.
Well, and we always loved our Eichler logs because they're so realistic looking. And we've had them for a long time. And people come and sit by the fire. It's good and warm. It looks very realistic. And then
I've had custom home builders sitting in our breakfast room with that fire going. And they ask me, when are you going to put more wood in the fire? The warmest thing about a real wood fire is chopping the wood.
Well, and then cleaning up after it. And all the ash in the house. So we've loved them. But so anyway, we're walking the floor, and I happen to go upstairs to this area that we hadn't visited yet, and I walked by an area that had fire logs, and I was like, oh, well, I'll look at these. And I walked in, and I absolutely was just going to walk all the way through, but it stopped me because they were so very warm. And I was like, wow, realistic looking and warm. So I visited with the gal a little bit, and the name of the company is Grand Canyon Gas Logs. And guess where they are from? Phoenix area.
Oh, cool.
How cool is that? So I reached out because I wanted to get to know this company, and I actually have invited Jacob Donnens, the sales manager of the Grand Canyon Gas Logs, to join us this morning. Are you there, Jacob?
I am here. How y'all doing?
Good, good. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just start by explaining the product. Tell everyone the unique way that you make these logs look so real.
Yeah, so the log design is a big focus for us. Obviously, the heat's a major portion, but we really focus on that design of the logs. And so we'll actually go out and how we came up with our kind of our brand and our series of logs and species is honestly, we just go up to northern Arizona and wander the woods for a couple hours, and we find cool looking ones. So we found ones that were struck by lightning, some that had, you know, been through some fires, some that have been etched out by woodpeckers. So these different unique characteristics, and then we'll literally pull those and and mold them and take pictures, and then that's how we create our design and our look. And so we try and get some that can obviously look very natural to Arizona, but all throughout the country as well. So that's kind of a quick way that we do it. But sure beats sitting in an office when you can go out to northern Arizona and look for logs.
Yeah, we need to find a task like that at Rosie on the House.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what it's going
to
be, but something in the woods.
I'd like to apply for that job.
Yeah, we'll make it a field trip and give you a call.
I can be an official log collector.
Oh, you could.
I would be good at that.
All right.
Well, it's funny how many people want that job.
I have to draw straws at the office, I'm sure. You can find, if you're listening along and you're curious about the logs, the website's just simply grandcanyonlogs.com, and you'll see that there's seven species of varieties, and mine is that Arizona juniper. I just think they're gorgeous and very realistic. So tell us a little bit too, Jacob, about the heating unit itself. How come that was so warm?
Yeah, so we that's also the ambition of our company. We rarely say no. We have a great, our factory is situated in Indiana, and our kind of engineer out there is able to build, we've done everything from your kind of standard 18, 21, 24 inch burners all the way up to, we've done 60 inch and 96 inch burners and 120 inch burners.
Watch
so,
out.
It's a pretty big process, but, we joke, we're in Arizona, so we know heat pretty well, and so we're able to kind of offer that. And obviously, those are very specific instances, but we make sure from start to finish that the heating and the look is fantastic, and we've done a really good job of that the last 5 years or so.
And you have inside fireplaces, also outside the fire tables and the fire pits are beautiful, and the glass beads and all the choices of colors. So I would think.
Yeah, the outdoor definitely something we focused on the last couple of years, and have expanded that line, especially for here locally. You don't need as much heat, obviously, in August, so you still want something cool to sit and have a drink around. So we've developed those fire tables in the last year and a half or so.
And if people wanted to see them, is the website the best, or is there a place to?
Yeah, so yep. So like you said, GrandCanyonGasLogs.com. That's definitely a good site. We have our glasses done through Athena Glass, which is our glass company. And then if you just want to actually check them out, locally here in the Valley, Arizona Fireplaces is our parent company. And, they have everything on display that you can go check out. And, they're able to have it on display in a much broader sense. So that would be the place to go check them out here in the Valley.
And a lot of our listeners like shopping local. I think they can consider Grand Canyon Gas Logs very local. Y'all have just done a great job. You're pretty new and growing pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, we started, like I said, 5 years ago, and It was a couple of high school buddies, Elliot, our president, who's actually on his honeymoon in Jamaica right now. So I'm sure he'll make a few sales while he's out there. But his friend Keith and the Richardson family kind of started Arizona Fireplaces, and we were kind of born from that. We all went to high school together. I went to high school with Keith's brother, Chris. And so it's all, you know, and that was at Mountain Point here in the Phoenix, Ahwatukee area. And so, yeah, we've all kind of known each other and have, you know, been around this business, especially them a lot more. And so they know that the industry very well and keep a good, you know, finger on the pulse to what consumers want and what will sell well. And so it's been a very, you know, it is a very local business. And, you know, obviously we're pushing the boundaries of the whole country and throughout the world in some different places. So it's exciting, but yeah, very much
another
local and is here. Yeah.
Another Arizona success story. That's what we like to highlight here at Rosie on the House.
Thanks for joining us, Jacob. That was fun. It was just really so cool.
Grand Canyon Gas Logs.
It was so fun to be so interested in it and just check it out and then realize, hey, they're right here.
Yeah.
And you don't like the juniper logs. That's the smell in the wintertime in Sedona. I love that smell.
Yeah, that's right.
But these logs don't give off that scent. They just look...
No, they're just pretty. Yeah, they're just species specific. So you get a whole pile of this log or that log, the pine or the juniper.
It looks great.
Yeah, it really does. So check that out.
So that was just another one of the discoveries from KBiz. Two things that literally have changed Jennifer and I's life. Converting from a wood-burning fireplace to a gas log fireplace. I mean, it's just so convenient. I mean, we had friends show up yesterday morning at the house like at 5:30 in the morning because we were all going to go hiking. And 5:30 in the morning, our breakfast room is attached to our kitchen. And at the end of the breakfast room is a stone fireplace. We had the fire lit. And when the guys came in, they didn't want to leave. They just wanted to sit down for a row. That's
like,
a nice fire.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, and it's just easy. It's a matter of turning a valve, lighting the thing. You're not chopping wood. You're not sweeping up ashes. You're not. And like you say, it's so much cleaner in the house. It used to drive me nuts when I'd get up in the morning and Romy, the Boy Scout, would want to start the morning fire without a match. So he would move all the ashes to get down to the red coals down there. It was like this personal Eagle Scout challenge he had. I'm going to start this fire without a match. But to do that, he's putting the kindling in and he's blowing it and blowing it.
Well, we have Southwest Gas, so it was easy for us. Your mom, we had to give her build in a propane tank.
Had to bury a propane tank.
Yeah, there's solutions if you don't have gas at your house.
Taught Remy how to do that this week.
And if I'm not mistaken, on no burn days, gas fireplaces are exempt, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That was a thank you
that's
for
a mentioning. Big plus.
That is, I think that's why they're one of the reasons they're doing so well. It's a great product and it's also a need because the burn days are getting less and less.